throughout the Catholic world, today is Mission Sunday. Given the importance of missionary work, especially in our day, I think we should remind ourselves of our own missionary responsibility. We know what to be a missionary means. To be a missionary means to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. To be a missionary means to realize we are sent to others to bring them either back to the true faith or into the true church if they are not yet either Christian or Catholic. After 2,000 years since Christ told his disciples just before his ascension into heaven, "Go therefore, proclaim the gospel to all nations, teaching them to observe everything which I have commanded you." After 2,000 years, something is wrong. Something is very wrong. And the only problem we have is that we have become so accustomed to the lethargy, to the lack of zeal, we just assume that's the way it should be. What is our responsibility? Having been baptized, and that's where our duty to bring others to Christ first began. When we were baptized, we received the gift of divine faith. If there is one thing we better hear, and I just hope that many more priests besides me will repeat it until you become terrified, and I use the verb advisedly. Christ told us just before his own passion and death that our own salvation depends, in the last analysis, on our practice of charity. I was hungry, he foretold, and to those who will be saved, he'll tell them, "And you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. I was naked, and you clothed me. Sick and in prison, and you visited me." Then the obverse. "I was hungry and thirsty and naked and sick and in prison, and you did not meet my needs." The clearest revelation, I repeat, the clearest revelation of the eternity of hell is in this context Ionios in Greek. What Jesus says, and the just will enter into everlasting life, Ionios, and the others will be sent to everlasting punishment. Same identical word, Ionios. We know the main theme of this homily, or we should know the deepest hunger, the most agonizing thirst, the most humiliating nakedness, the worst loneliness is not in body. It is in spirit. What does the world most need? It needs to be fed the truth of the gospel. In my conversation last year with the Archbishop of Moscow, or last month with the Archbishop of Tirana, the capital of Albania, both told me, all the publicity, the cheap, pious publicity, all the zeal of Catholics, bah. The cultists, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses are pouring in by the plane loads, but not Catholics. In our own country, I have a goal to say this before, and I'll say it again. You don't close 62 parish churches in the Archdiocese of Chicago in 1 year without a reason, or 42 Catholic parishes in Detroit Archdiocese without a reason, and this is the reason: utter, absolute laziness, the lack of zeal on the part of Catholics to share their faith. On my way to the doctor, 2 miles from the university where I live, I counted 14 storefront churches along 6 Mile Road. I'm giving a homily for Mission Sunday. I don't mean to be vain, I have a rich vocabulary. I can use words, woo, blistering words. Praise God, and especially the laity. There is in one parish in the East a pastor. There's a new rectory, $450,000 for the new rectory. Oh, perish Mazuma. No wonder the laity are not burning with zeal when you find priests, watching television by the hour each day, religious. God have mercy. God have mercy. In 1 year, one religious community of women in the Archdiocese of Detroit informed then Cardinal Dearden they were leaving 31 of the parish schools in the Archdiocese. The zeal we need, my language seems, I hope not extreme, but at least strong. I assure you, I'm restraining myself, hoping that one soul hearing me now, or will have heard the sinner on a tape, they'll wake up and not just. By the way, do you know we don't take up collections at our Sunday masses here? Did you know that? Oh, joy. To have the zeal to spend ourselves. I use these words and I tell myself, hon, don't be stupid. For the most part, you are beating the air. And what you say will make no difference. I'm hoping, not because of what I am saying, but because of the grace of God. Some of you, dear Jesus, please God, will realize our single gravest obligation is to share the faith that God has so undeservingly given to us. Unless others would have the faith, well, has passed on the faith to us, none of us would be here. Beg the dear Lord in the spirit of today's gospel, Lord, that I may see, that I may see that my first and most fundamental duty in life as the practice of that charity on which my salvation depends, my first and most basic duty is to share my faith. How? First, by living it. No one gives what they don't have. That's not a cheap cliche, not here. How? By suffering for the faith, do you hear me? You're going to be only as apostolic, only as zealous in sharing your faith with others, and I mean every syllable, as you are paying, suffering for the faith. The Christ we are following is a crucified Christ. How are we to share this faith? By what we say. Oh, how much blather, and I'm using a very kind word, how much brother we waste when just maybe one sentence to a person can change their lives. May I beg all of you to begin the art of spiritual conversation. To talk about the things of God. You may be misunderstood. So what? You may be ignored. So what? I could write a book about the names I've been called over the 40 years of my priesthood. Use every means at your disposal. Ask our Lord to make you inventive. Inventive in how you can bring others either back to Christ because they have strayed away from Him, or find Christ if they never knew Him. Lord Jesus, Mission Sunday is the church's annual reminder to all of us to do what you told not just your disciples, but each one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, to proclaim your name to those who enter our lives. And dear Jesus, you meant to frighten us. You told us, if we profess your name before men, if we talk about you to others, then you will profess our name to your Heavenly Father. Otherwise, and dear Lord, we beg you to spare us the eternal agony of being disowned by you as we enter eternity because we have not promoted your name, your cause, your love among those you put into our life for this main reason, that we might see in them the condition of our own salvation. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.